Hello, everyone. Annette Neda here, and welcome back to another episode of A Course in Miracles with Annette Neda. Today, we're on What is Salvation? We only have two times left, and we're going to be doing the thing where, today, Annette's going to read the whole thing for us. We're all just going to, if we can, if it's safe, we're all going to be nice and quiet. We're going to shut our eyes, and we're just going to let it soak in. That's what we're going to do. And then we're going to be on lesson 239.
Okay, what is salvation? Salvation is a promise made by God that you would find your way to Him at last. It cannot but be kept. It guarantees that time will have an end, and all the thoughts that have been born in time will end as well. God's Word is given every mind which thinks that it has separate thoughts, and will replace these thoughts of conflict with the thought of peace. The thought of peace was given to God's Son the instant that his mind had thought of war. There was no need for such a thought before, for peace was given without opposite, and merely was. But when the mind is split, there is a need of healing. So the thought that has the power to heal the split became a part of every fragment of the mind which still was one, but failed to recognize its oneness. Now it did not know itself, and thought its own identity was lost. Salvation is undoing in the sense that it does nothing, failing to support the world of dreams and malice. Thus, it lets illusions go. By not supporting them, it merely lets them quietly go down to dust. And what they hid is now revealed, an altar to the holy name of God, whereon His word is written. With the gifts of your forgiveness laid before it, and the memory of God not far behind. Let us come daily to this holy place and spend a while together. Here we share our final dream. It is a dream in which there is no sorrow, for it holds a hint of all the glory given us by God. The grass is pushing through the soil. The trees are budding now, and birds have come to live within their branches. Earth is being born again in new perception. Night has gone, and we have come together in the light. From here, we give salvation to the world, for it is here salvation was received. The song of our rejoicing is the call to all the world that freedom is returned, the time is almost over. And God's Son has but an instant more to wait until His Father is remembered, dreams are done, eternity has shined away the world, and only heaven now exists at all. What is salvation?
And we're just going to go on and read lesson 239, and then we'll do our discussion. The glory of my Father is my own. Let not the truth about ourselves today be hidden by a false humility. Let us instead be thankful for the gifts our Father gave us. Can we see in those with whom He shares His glory any trace of sin and guilt? And can it be that we are not among them when He loves His Son forever and with perfect constancy, knowing He is as He created Him? We thank You, Father, for the light that shines forever in us, and we honor it because You share it with us. We are one, united in this light, and one with You, at peace with all creation and ourselves. Lesson 239, the glory of my Father is my own.
I really enjoyed reading that and just being able to just... You made the comment the other day that sometimes when you're reading it, you soak it in a little differently. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened to me today. Like, I was really really present with every word. And sometimes that's not the case, but today it really was. You know, like sometimes you can read and be thinking about something else. And then, but today I was really present with every word. And I just wanted to express some gratitude to you because of what you brought up about paragraph 3 the other day, where and what they hid is now revealed, what the illusions hid is now revealed, and altered to the holy name of God, whereon his word is written, God's Son is pure and holy as itself, with the gifts of your forgiveness laid before it, and the memory of God not far behind. So we did a lot of forgiveness work in the what is forgiveness part. And then I guess what really came up for me when I was reading that is all of this work that we're doing. You know, healing is work. I didn't really understand that as much. I always thought that healing was just something that just happened. And the last 10 years of my life has really shown me that healing takes work. We do our healing work. Forgiveness also takes work. It's like forgiveness work. Yes, it's a process. Yes, we're guided. Yes, we're held. And it's work because we have to be able to allow, you know, some maybe really painful things to come up. We have to get support if that's what we need. We, you know, having a little support system around us, whether it's family, friends, professionals, whatever that the case may be, whatever you need, I really, really, really encourage you to have that support network around you. And then just to understand and accept, because this is what I'm getting from lesson 239, is to accept that we are perfect, whole, and complete. It's like this false humility when we say, you know, our creator love says you're perfect, whole, and complete. And then we say, oh, no, I'm not. It's to switch that humility is to accept what our creator says about us. And our creator says you're loved. You're lovable. You're loving. And then for us to, humility is to say, okay, I am. And that does take work because we have, maybe we've had stories told about us that aren't true. Maybe we in our own minds have been saying things. Maybe there was just a lot of trauma and things going on in our childhood, young adult, or even in our adult years that, you know, looking at all of life and really honoring our trauma and saying, you know, this is something that I really need help healing from. This is what I, and knowing that the goal at the end is that we will be able to let a lot of this pain go. We'll be able to see ourselves as who we truly are. I don't know in life, I say a lot of the pain go. I'm not sure. I've never met anyone that doesn't have any pain. And yet the course says, you know, eventually there will be this happy dream. I'm not there. I know in my life, the folks that are in my life, we're not there yet, but we're getting there. Mm-hmm. We meet so many people. And I have to say, whether it's friends that I have, whether it's clients that I have, you know, we're all kind of coming together, whether we are really physically together or not. We're coming together in spirit and really having the courage to look at some of our life, which I think is beautiful because that really is our journey home. And it's hard. There's a lot to that. Mm-hmm. And that's where I think, you know, reaching out for support and all of that is so important.
Yeah, it really doesn't do us any good to try to say we have no pain.
Yeah, I mean, I really want our podcast and our discussions about A Course in Miracles to be really, like, really true and honest, like, wherever we're at today. I mean, you know, who knows what? I'll probably make a completely different podcast next year or in 5 years. But for right now, what I see in the world, I've never met anyone with no pain, but I'm seeing more and more and more that people are willing to look at their pain and to do the work and to be authentic. And that's really, it's not only beautiful, but it's also encouraging. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, if they have the courage to look at their stuff, then maybe I can look at my stuff too.
Yeah. I know that's the case with me as well. And it's like, there's two kinds of people in the world. People with pain or who have experienced pain in their life, and people who are lying about it. Because everybody I've met who has, you know, they're trying to put on the happy face. They're trying so hard. They want a nice life. They want happiness. They want joy. They just want peace in their life. If you can get them talking, the stories start coming. And like, I get what they were doing. They are trying to do. Like, some days it's just like, I don't want to think about that. You know, I don't even want to deal with that. I just want a nice day. And so maybe there are some days like that. Maybe there's days like, oh, I gotta find some support here.
Or maybe there are some days where they are feeling happy despite.
Yeah. I don't know. I think you can see it in the eyes. Because I've seen it in my own eyes. Mm-hmm. You know, I was that kind of person who's like, oh, yes, everything's great. And I'm putting on a smile. But in my eyes, the eyes never lie. That's the thing. The eyes never lie. No matter what someone is saying, no matter what someone is doing, no matter how big of a smile, the eyes do not lie. I've seen that and I've witnessed that over and over. The eyes do not lie. If you start looking in people's eyes, and to me, this isn't like, ooh, I'm trying to catch them up, but it's like it's not just, you know, our job as coaches, but it's also my desire to really see and hear people. You know, how we like to say we all need to be seen, heard, and known. Well, when I'm talking to someone, that's the attitude I'm showing up in that conversation with. I want to see, hear, and know them. And part of that is really looking them in the eyes and saying, okay, who am I talking to really? And it can break my heart when someone's trying so hard and it's just like you could just see the sadness.
And that's why really honoring the courage that it takes to do our healing work, I think, is something that we always want to do. So, you know, if we have a friend who's doing healing work, if someone just mentions that they're going through a tough time and they're reaching out for help, you know, not maybe you're not the person who exactly that they need for help, but, you know, just being heard is huge. Just being witnessed is huge. I know for me, when something comes up, if I can just tell you, tell a friend, tell my husband, we process that way, especially mm-hmm. those of us that are a little more extroverted, and that's how we process. You know, sometimes we process just by stewing on it a little bit, but even the introverts among us really need to be seen and heard and known.
Yeah, I think that's been one of the most, I'm going to say amazing's not, that sounds like a way too positive of word. It's not the right word, but fascinating, something along those lines. Where
enlightening?
Maybe we'll try that one out. Do you know one of the most enlightening things that I've witnessed, especially in our work, is that so many people, it's not like they're necessarily needing some kind of advice or an answer. They just really need to be witnessed.
Seen, heard, and known.
That makes all the difference.
Yeah.
And it can make so much difference in people's lives. And I think that's like when we're wanting to be either like a helper or just be a good friend or something like that, it doesn't mm-hmm. have to be in a professional capacity. If we're just like wanting to be a good friend or a good parent or sibling or whatnot, and we may think like, oh, I need to say something profound. You know, if they're sharing their pain, oh, how could I solve it or fix it? Mm-hmm. So many times we don't need to say anything. I mean, other than some good empathy, you know, some good really checking in with those feelings and needs and like, okay, what's alive in them? That doesn't need to have a solution. It doesn't need to have, you know, a story of our own experience. We don't need any advice or, you know, pearls of wisdom. We really just need to listen.
Because some situations, there may not be a solution.
Yeah, I mean, isn't that true where it's like, well, yep, that's, it is what it is.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, not only have I witnessed that, I've experienced that, where there's some situations where, you know, we really aren't going to ride off in the sunset together and live happily ever after. We just aren't. Or that pain that, that's why my study of grief has been very enlightening, to use that word, is that, you know, in our world, we always say, oh, well, you know, they need to have closure, or, you know, we need to move on. And grief is something that we process and we can say, okay, and it kind of dissipates for a while, and then it can come back. And then a lot of folks, you know, when it comes back and they, you know, they're, it's really, to me, it's the Holy Spirit bringing it up for even more healing. But, you know, when the Holy Spirit brings it up for more healing, if we're not really coming from that space or that mindset, and we share with somebody, you know, many people that we know have been told, well, you know, you should be over that by now. And that's the most unloving, unkind thing you could say to anyone, because we need to be able to allow all of this to surface. We do some healing work. It dissipates a bit. It comes up again. It comes up again for a reason, so that we can truly heal. You know, we were having a conversation the other day with someone, and we were talking, it was actually a fellow course student. And, you know, we were talking about how just allowing the Holy Spirit to do the healing work is something, number one, that we didn't really understand at all, hadn't even heard of, didn't understand the concept before we became course students. But then, you know, just allowing ourselves if something comes up, and then, you know, to be able to, you know, Tara Brock is just a wonderful person teaching about, like, sitting with our feelings, allowing these feelings to be present without pushing them down, without shaming them, and getting support when they're there. I mean, it's kind of like a whole different mindset. Like, we need to heal and we need help healing. So many of us think, you know, this whole world is like so individualistic. Like, everybody has to be this individual and no one can be, you know, let their guard down. And yet we need to heal and we need help healing, no matter who we are. You can be a doctor, an attorney, you can be the president. You're going to have to heal about something. If you're still in the physical, you have to heal, right? That's just what the purpose of life is, to remember who we truly are. And how we do that is to experience that healing.
One thing I've noticed, and it is coming up in my mind during this conversation, is like when we're talking about seen and heard, and we're talking about our pain, is to check in, and we may be able to see that we might be getting triggered in our lives a lot.
Yes. Yeah.
A lot more than we think, or, you know, outside looking in, it's like, well, that shouldn't be a trigger or something like that. And like, I want to say that's not true. It's all this whole personal experience. And
what's not true exactly?
That something may or may not be triggering and someone else can judge that.
We can't judge someone else's triggers.
Exactly. Okay. Thanks. Yeah. You clarified that perfectly.
Yeah. Oh, that is so true. I wish I could shout that from the rooftops, because so many people just get shamed when all they're really, really experiencing is a trigger.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And then that we need support in our triggers.
We do. And then we also need to be aware of them and give ourselves tenderness and gentleness in those moments. Because I know for me that when I have an experience that, if I have like one of my basic needs, whether it's respect or something like that, and it really doesn't seem like that's what I'm getting, like if I'm not being treated like I matter, that's really triggering for me. And it can be easy to say, well, why do you care what they think or anything like that? Or it's just like, well, you know, they're just doing their thing. They're not even thinking of you. And it's like, I can get intellectually what could be happening. Like, I get that. It's not like that's lost on me. And I still get triggered by it.
And that's what we honor. So today in this lesson 239,
I guess what I would like to leave us all with is, for the light that shines forever in us, we're thanking our Creator for that. We honor it. We honor the light because our Creator shares the light with us. We are one united in this light and one with love, at peace with all creation. And I love this part, and ourselves. Like, that is the purpose of life, to remember who we truly are and let go of all of this mess, really, that has become part of our experience of the ego thought system, and saying, no, that isn't who I truly am. And really, really come to this place where we believe it and we honor it. Mm-hmm. And then we show up from that space.
Yeah.
So have a wonderful day practicing lesson 239. We'll see you tomorrow.
See you then.